This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Item 2 in our energy and power segment today turns on this news item. New Yorkers got emergency alerts on their phones yesterday asking them basically to turn off the air conditioning if they didn't need it and to use less electricity. The weather, apparently, back east has been brutal. You have heard probably about equipment in Portland melting in its heat wave this week. Just last winter, power grids in Texas, down where Euler is, failed spectacularly in those storms they had. So Marketplace's Sabri Benishore set out today to talk power grids and a warming planet.
It's getting hotter and hotter for longer. The weather is getting more extreme.
In general, I would say grids are not prepared for climate change.
Brian Taroja is a researcher at UC Irvine. Higher temperatures mean higher electrical demand, says Michael Craig, assistant professor of energy systems at the University of Michigan.
And if you're not planning for that increase in demand, which many systems are not right now, then you are not building enough capacity to meet that future demand.
Utilities traditionally have based their future plans on the temperature extremes of the past. Those are no longer reliable, says Arnie Olson with Energy and Environmental Economics.
You know, 114 degrees in Portland was not on anybody's radar.
A lot of utilities thought they had time and are now playing catch up, says Craig.
Utilities are in a bad position because things are happening very quickly that many people did not expect to happen so quickly.
Priority number one is protecting the infrastructure we have, says Taroja.
Weatherize our infrastructure against these kinds of extremes.
Power companies will need to build more sources of energy, and regulators will have to allow them to be built. Taroja says the more diverse and renewable the energy sources, the better. Having lots of little interconnected sources of power and storage will help too.
When you have microgrids and energy storage and distributed solar and things like that, you have more levers that you can pull to make sure that the electric load is met.
In some areas of the country, like in Texas, grids aren't well connected to one another, meaning power can't easily be moved to where it needs to go. Craig at the University of Michigan says utilities are going to adapt in different ways.
Many of them will build storage and renewables, which is great. But, you know, a lot might build more gas plants.
Overall, Taroja says everyone knows what needs to be done, but not everyone is doing it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.